What's up, everybody? This is Talk To Me at Louder Than Life 2022, and these are the interviews.
I had memories. I think that's also called brainwashing, you know?
A band going out and actually making their voices heard and telling their stories.
All right, guys, let's welcome the one and only Chris Garza to the Talk To Me podcast here at Knotfest.com. Chris, how are we doing?
Doing good. Alive and breathing.
Nice, man.
Doing water, you know. Good.
Well, no. First off, I do want to talk to you. We talked a little bit about it, man. But what you're doing with the Garza podcast, man, it's amazing what you're doing. Sitting down with people,
thanks.
You know, you got a studio. Everybody's coming over, Sitting down and having these long chats, man. It's what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you. It's an honor to do it, and it's just funny when. It's just funny how you could take like a life weakness and turn it into a strength.
Yeah.
You know, people think I'm quiet, I'm shy, which I am, but you know I'm. I love to listen.
Yeah.
I ask questions, and also a key ingredient to the podcast is I'm a fucking idiot. So I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, and I have my band is Suicide Songs for
right.
those who don't know, and we've had a long career of ups and downs. So I have all these experiences, and also like we're in a point where we're still learning how to be people and. To grow the band, so I could talk to these people, ask questions about their lives and their experiences with music. So it's crazy.
Were you like this before the podcast, where you would tour with the band and maybe start, you know, hey man, tell me about the song on an album or a tour you did or an experience, thing like that. Was that you before this?
It was me, but it was inside.
Okay.
It's like they have a word for it. They you don't want to be a punisher.
Right.
So I'm like, but that's who I am. I'm like, I am a fanboy, straight up.
Right.
So I wanna, I'm not good at these environments. I'm not good at a group. I'm not good at shows. I'm very good communicating with one person, one-on-one in the room.
Yeah.
And, but no one, you can't ask one to do that.
Right.
But if you have a podcast,
right.
it kind of brings people into my world.
Right.
Like, this is so how I talk. I'm really good at one-on-one. Having like a connection with people, so it's just nice to be me.
Yeah.
Like I can't like go up to a fuck. I just saw Sean Clown earlier.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't be like, hey, so why do you wear this mask? And like, you can't do that. But
right.
if I hit him up, hey, you want to do the podcast? I could. It's like it's an unspoken agreement
right.
to talk about anything and everything. It's cool.
Yeah. My favorite ones are the ones where an artist is out. Promoting like an anniversary of a record or something,
yeah.
you know, like I had Jason Newsted on the podcast.
Oh, cool.
And he was doing the Black album. So
great.
I just hit him all Black, you know, all
yeah,
the
yeah.
Black album questions you want. Because, you
cool.
know, if you have him on for anything else, you want to sneak in a Black album question. But
you have to.
If they're on for just the Black album, you can hit him all Black album or anybody doing stuff like that, man.
That's
so
a beautiful thing.
You can just punish them. Yeah, you can be that,
yeah.
that punisher you want to be on the inside.
I love that. Sick as fuck.
You know, obviously we're in a Cold Chamber shirt. We were talking earlier about, you know, your love of Korn and things like that. Kind of
yeah.
talk about kind of growing up listening to the nu metal stuff, man.
Korn's my favorite band. That's why I play guitar. That's why the band Suicide Songs is here. It's because of Korn. So my love for nu metal, it's who I am. I'm a 90s nu metal kid.
Yeah.
I'm a rhythm guitar player. I don't leave the first two frets. I might do a tremolo up here. I'm fucking shredding.
Yeah.
But like, it's who I am. So my love for... The genre goes very deep. I love Slipknot.
Yeah.
Obviously, Cold Chamber, like, you name it. Stain, Mudvayne, Limp Bizkit. That's just my shit. And I took a lot of those elements from that, like, the attitude and the emotion and the vulnerability, and I put it into death metal. And at the time, people hated it.
Right.
But it's weird. Time goes on, and people are starting to be more open to the deathcore genre and Suicide Songs. It's fucking crazy. But, yeah, I love nu metal very... Very much.
It's crazy how many new bands that are coming out now are nu metal. And you're like, because we went through this phase for a very long time
yeah.
where nu metal was a bad word.
Yeah.
And now it's like everybody that grew up listening to it or have their bands are starting to pop off now.
Yeah.
Like, no, we love Linkin Park. We love Papa Roach. We love
yeah.
all that stuff. And
yeah.
you can actually say that now. It's pretty crazy.
It is nuts. I mean, I'm bitter about it now, but like when there was like a... Now it's cool to wear a Cold Chamber shirt and
yeah.
a Korn shirt and a Slipknot shirt. It's cool. And those bands have earned it where, like, they're, like, legendary bands and classics, or they're kind of classic T-shirts, I guess. It's kind of weird. But, I mean, when the band first started in 2002, like, we were very vocal about nu metal. I wore the Korn shirts, my shirts, the long hair at a hardcore show,
yeah.
which was B&O is a big fucking no-no. I'll be around the pit, and people would throw kicks at me.
Yeah.
Because I was a new metal kid at a hardcore show. And but we didn't care. We talked about how much we loved him. We were very vocal about it on camera to our friends and people around the scene when it wasn't cool to do so. And then, which has led to friendships with Korn, and I see Sean, and it's like really cool. Even today, like, this is where it's gotten us. It's kind of crazy, but so I am kind of bitter, like, bands sounding new metal or like wearing the shirts. I'm like, where were you 20 years ago? But you know, it's crazy. It's a classic genre. It's badass.
Yeah, man. It's
and it's still getting bigger.
Right.
Sick as fuck. Badass.
Nostalgia is killing all of us, man. You know, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even, you know, we spoke earlier, like, you know, Permit 55 might do shows next year, you know.
So because, sick. That's fucking badass,
because,
dude.
You know.
Bring back Power Man 5000. Wait, they did a, they were just in SoCal.
Yeah.
So, and I missed my fucking. It was Power Man 5000 and
That was the Rob Zombie, Mudvayne, Power Man, Static X.
Static X. I miss them. But yeah, you got to bring them back to a SoCal and bring back Primer 55, dude. Yeah. I mean, I'll watch that shit. That's fucking badass, dude. It's heavy as shit.
Yeah, it was fun times, man. Crazy times.
Yeah, heavy as shit.
What are your go-to records? You know, you said Korn, but I mean, what do you kind of just always... When you want to get some good new metal in you, what's your kind of go-to?
Regular classics. My favorite record is... Actually, it goes back and forth from Korn's Fall Leader to Korn's Life is Peachy. I kind of go back to those. Because
right.
That's that genre of music. Yeah. Like, to like the fucking purest form. So, sick. I listened to Korn's Life is Peachy on DMT.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago. Like, I have like another connection to that. Like, it's just like, man, that's why you love that band and all that stuff. And yeah, that's like the...
That record to me is about half a record, because like you get like Twist, you get Good God, and you get Adidas, and like those are just slamming records. But I think they were definitely in that, the first album blew up, and they're like, you better get in the studio and put out a second album. Kind of vibe on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I need to hear it on DMT though. Maybe that's the problem.
I don't condone it. Don't listen to me. Don't, because I said it or I did it. But you know, for me it was fucking cool.
Have you seen the video of Head playing at a high school, like in the last few days?
Oh, no.
I guess he went to a high school to speak on suicide.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And a high school band got up with him, and they did a Korn medley, and he played guitar.
Sick.
And was Head from Korn at the high school talent show stage. You know, it's an
good
amazing video.
Fucking badass.
Could you imagine being in high school and fucking Head shows up?
I would have shit my pants for sure.
All right, so let's talk Suicide Silence.
Yeah, we got we probably got 5 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. All
right. Nick, five minutes?
Seven.
Okay, seven, let's do it.
Eight.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll do five. But tell me what's up with Suicide Silence, you know, record and all that good stuff.
We dropped the first single off our new record late August. We're dropping the next one on Halloween night. We're all stoked to be here. We're finally putting out records or music that, you know, I back. It's crazy how long that takes.
Yeah.
Like, cause the band obviously has been through a very low point in our career. So it's funny, like, behind the scenes, like, it's weird to say I own the band. I'm the founder of Suicide Silence. It's weird to say,
right.
But like, I started to fix things behind the scenes to get everyone on this on the same page, and just for the years it took for the music to sound like the way it does now. For someone just to be like, they hear 2 seconds, but oh, that's cool, buy a t-shirt. That took years to do.
Right.
Of sacrifice and eating top ramen for a long period of time, but it was worth it. So we're all stoked to be here, still doing it, and to be us. It's nice. Badass.
Is it tough to release something on Halloween night for you guys? Like, with the significance of like that time?
Yeah. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Mitch passing away.
Right.
He crashed on Halloween night. A lot of people don't know this, but I was the only one there in the band. So yeah, basically Mitch died in front of me. It's not like an over-exaggerated thing.
Right.
Like, it was, you know, it's so weird. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
So obviously when you go, so Halloween night's been very... strange the past 8 years, but the past two have been pretty like, oh, go out and do something.
Or at least in celebration mode now.
Yeah, now it's like
you're not down in the dumps now.
Yeah, it took about 8 years before I ever even did anything on Halloween night or November 1st when he officially passed away. But yeah, it's kind of nuts now. We're dropping a song on Halloween night. That's really, I don't want to say about that. It's time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy how long it takes things to line up.
Right.
That way. It's nuts.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to, you know, to hear it, man. And once again, Chris Garza, Suicide Silence, the Garza Podcast.
Check it
Thanks
out.
For hanging out with us. Talk to me podcast, notfest.com.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Later.
The Talk To Me Podcast, presented by NotFest.com. Follow the show at Talk To Me Talk. Be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review on your favorite podcast app to get the latest from the Talk To Me Podcast.